The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch
begins now.
And it begins, let's circle back to baseball for a little while since we had Jeff Passan on. And Hunter has been feverishly working to cut up all the audio for that, for our various social media and YouTube channels and everything else. But Tausch, a couple things. One, we heard in the Madison Sports Center there the clip that you pointed to about Adonacio needing to spend and the idea of doing that because they're, as Jeff said, one big bat away potentially from being a World Series contender. Do you get your hopes up for that as a Brewers fan?
No, I don't.
I don't think there's no track record that would lead you to do that, right?
First off, who's the bat and what is it going to cost? I do think the Brewers have a very strong farm system. They have a lot of young players coming up, but there is going to be a lot of really tough decisions that have to be made, and I believe is Woodruff's contract up after this season?
Let me fact check that for you.
Peralta's is after next season, and I do think I would be shocked if the Milwaukee Brewers do to Peralta what they did to Josh Hader, even though it ended up derailing that season from a psychological standpoint when they traded Hader. It was the right move, and Jeff was very clear about saying that, and you end up getting some really quality players in return. You're going to have to do something similar with Peralta with that. They're not going to pay him top dollar. Maybe he will stay in Milwaukee because he wants to finish. I would think that he's going to want to get broke off. He should.
Mm-hmm.
So what ends up happening there? But the idea of the Milwaukee Brewers going out and giving up resources for a big bat, I don't see it. It has not been part of the history of how these guys do their business, and I think they probably feel, especially the way the offense is played, that their offense is good enough. Whether or not that's accurate or not, it's been a little inconsistent lately, but Christian Yelich has been on a tear. If he can keep that sustainable, the Brewers can be fine. But Christian Yelich, is he going to revert back to the mean a little bit? I just hope that he's able to stay healthy and this team can. At this point, I think all that they're hoping for is finding a way in the playoffs and then playing better when they get in there.
Fact check on Brandon Woodruff's contract. 2026, it's a mutual option. And his salary would be $20 million. So the team and the pitcher.
I think the Brewers are probably going to say, I'd be surprised. But maybe not. Who knows? We'll see how the rest of this season goes for him.
Yeah, and how it goes for other pitchers that they have under their control, right? And what they, if they were to move on from Peralta, what they would get in return. But you asked Jeff Passan about Jacob Mizrowski, and you mentioned that plenty of Brewers fans are likening him to Randy Johnson, which got a good little
literally
chuckle.
It was on the welcome into Jeff Passan on our air. So,
that was just crazy timing on our end. And that was Chris Canty, by the way, who was saying that on Unsportsmanlike. Chris Canty, by the way, former NFL player, not a big baseball guy.
Not to be confused with CC Sabathia.
She's not the baseball expert on that show. That's part of why they have Michelle Smallman on there. If it was Michelle saying it, I'd take a little bit more. That's all I'm saying.
Well, let's text Michelle and see what she thinks.
Well, we already had Passan today. Johnson, we'll try and get her later in the week. Here is what Jeff Passan had to say about the Miz, because the way he's pitched, this does factor into what Tausch was just talking about with Brandon Woodruff as well.
You know when you have a band that you know before everyone else and you feel kind of good about that?
Mm.
Like, hey, I knew those guys before they were popular. Jacob Mizrowski trained at the same pitching facility that my son threw at and has the same coach here in Kansas City. So I was getting video on Mizrowski and TrackMan profile years ago and looked at it and I was like, oh my God, who is this guy? And back then, you just couldn't throw enough strikes. But the Brewers have done a great job of figuring out how to get the best out of him. And, you know, over the course of his first four starts, he's, you know, he has shown why they've been so high on.
And now, tomorrow.
Yep.
It's the Miz versus Clayton Kershaw, Brewers Dodgers. You said this to Jeff about how the games that he's pitching in are selling out. You did not bring up your guy Paul Skenes when you had the opportunity. But is this, like, where are you at on this? Because you are on the hype train. Like, Chris Canty can compare him to Randy Johnson all he wants, but while you might not be making that comp, you're all in on the Miz. Nobody beats the Miz.
Well, it's not only the Miz. I have been a Brewer fan my whole life. Some seasons, it's wake me up in October or September. For whatever reason this year, I've been more inclined to watch games, to listen. Maybe part of it is that it's on 100.5 in Madison. So when I'm in my Tahoe, I'm able to tune in, and I'm just more engaged. Is it part of the fact that the Brewers were so gracious when I came down? We did our show, and is that part of it? I don't know, but what I know is part of it is that you have a team that is scrappy. They've overcome some stuff. And the Miz is that star power that I think every team wants. And Jeff Passan wisely, and I said this after, you know, everybody was up in arms about the greatest day ever when it was, you know, you saw like 8 innings total of the Skenes Miz matchup. It's fun to have someone that could be that guy. We don't know yet if he is going to be, but I mean, outside of Sabathia, is Ben Sheets the next closest thing that you could think of? A player that had a ton of pub coming in that had that capability of striking a lot of people out and was, you know, living up to the hype. We're 4 or 5 games into the hype train, and he got rattled around a little bit in was it Brooklyn? Which borough are the Mets in? Shea Stadium,
Queens.
Whatever
Queens.
They call it.
They're in Queens.
Queens, there you go. He got rattled around a little bit up there. But, yeah, I think all of that and how it's played out, this is a team that you like watching. They're fun. And I think the Miz and that star power adds another layer to it.
Does Corbin Burnes fit in? Like, he won a Cy Young with the Brewers, right?
I believe he did.
So, and he was an all-star.
I don't remember him being – I don't remember, was there a ton of – pub coming in with him?
Well, like,
if there was,
he came
I don't
in and
remember
he struggled
it.
His first time up in the bigs, then went back down, and then came back and was awesome.
Yeah, I just don't remember the same. I remember Ben Sheets, Olympic gold medal. I just remember, boy, we got Sheetsy. And now the same vibe with the Miz. And obviously, I think the Miz throws, you know, he's throwing bullets, where I don't remember if Sheets was that dominant. But that's just something that we're not used to consistently, and I think adds, like I said earlier, you know, just another layer to why I'm more excited about this team than maybe I've been in the past during a regular season.
By the way, I don't follow baseball super closely. So the Brewers trade – I remember when the Brewers traded Burnes to the Orioles, right? They got Joey Ortiz in that trade, if I recall correctly. But then he signed in free agency with the Diamondbacks last December?
Yep.
Okay. And now he's done for the year and he's having Tommy John surgery?
Yeah. There's also been some stuff that his numbers have not been as good since they outlawed spider tack. So some accusations that float around the internet of the foreign substance that he is.
Can Spider-Man use spider tack?
I am so glad, because I did not want to step on you by saying the same thing. So thank you for chiming in there.
I don't think so, because even if you were to use his web on it, like, you can't spit on the ball before you throw it.
Spider tack is some sort of a foreign substance that was legal and isn't any longer?
Yeah, it's like a sticky stuff so they could get a better grip on the ball. Spin rates were higher for pitchers then. So you saw a lot of guys that had long hair. They would, and this is, doesn't work for me on the video stream because I'm bald.
Good pantomiming, though, I think. Good work.
He would like reach back at his hair, and then when he needed a little bit extra, and now because they can track the spin rate of the ball and movement, it was dropping after they outlawed spider tack and they started checking pitchers for foreign substances. He was never caught. This is all allegedly, but it is a coincidence that
pretty big accusation you're putting out there.
The internet is putting it out there. I am just sharing the information that
reporting
the internet
the
has
reporting,
and
yeah.
the fact that his spin rate was dropping, and they outlawed spider tech. The Brewers traded him away after it was outlawed, and they were going to start checking for it. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying.
You're not saying, but you're
I'm
saying.
Just.
Yep.
Yep. I get it.
That I feel like if we ever need a tagline, we've got a lot of them. But I'm not saying, I'm just saying would look good on a t-shirt. Also, I agree with Tausch, which is still in major production, coming your way in 2026. Coming your way next is trivia. Hunter, were you given full autonomy over trivia today?
I was, for the first time in what feels like forever. These are 100%
for the
mine.
First time in forever. Okay, so what did you pick for a category, and what caller do you want, Hunter?
It's the sports weekend recap, really baseball
creative.
Weekend.
Very
recap.
Creative.
Yeah, I went with a classic on it. I'm going to go caller number 8. That might be a little bit of a tease into one of the answers.
Ooh. Okay. Caller 8 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 8 right now plays Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on, although the girls aren't betting on them. They are using them, and they love them. Vortex Golf, Wilde and Tausch Trivia is next, so stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Promised, Hunter got to do trivia questions all by his own self without Jesse.
Oh, he's growing up.
He's growing up. Now, the question before we start. Will he be still empowered to do trivia after we're done?
Probably not.
As long as there's
a
something
with it.
Gerald Ford adjacent, I think he's going to be fine.
All right, well, let's find out together, because it's time now for Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Vortex Golf.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Let's welcome in our contestants. It is the father of the groom.
Oh, Jeff.
Not the father of the bride. Not Scott/Craig Thompson. Instead, it is Jeff in Monroe. Jeff, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Thanks. How about you guys?
We're great. Have you recovered from the party that was the celebration of Kevin and Carrie and their nuptials?
I have. Thanks a lot for coming down. That was nice of you.
I feel fantastic.
Well, it was fun to be there. Thanks for inviting our entire family so we could attend. All right, time now for trivia. The category is the sports weekend recap. Question number 1, Jeff, is this. Which of these Brewers pitchers made his return to the rotation for the first time in 651 days. Was it Brandon Woodruff, Yolis Chacin, or Clark Kent?
Thanks for all the baseball talk today before I answer. Brandon Woodruff.
Coming up next, it'll be Dave Matthews Band talk in honor of your son Kevin, who loves Dave Matthews. All right, question two. You're one for one, Jeff. Is this... Oh, boy. I kind of like this. I kind of like what Hunter has done here. Question two. Which of these Brewers was the lone player to make the 2025 NL All-Star team? Is it Sal Frelick, Lex Luthor, or Freddy Peralta?
Freddy Peralta.
Two for two. Question three, if you're sensing a theme, is this. Which Dodgers pitcher became just the 20th player ever to throw at least 3,000 strikeouts? Is it Shohei Ohtani, Clayton Kershaw, or Jimmy Olsen?
Clayton Kershaw.
So by including a Superman character in each of the three groups of answers, Jeff, would you consider this one of your easier... You're a longtime veteran of trivia. Would you say this was one of your easier turns at the trivia prize wheel?
I'd say the easiest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good for Hunter moving forward.
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. I kind of like Jeff. That he went a little, he's clever and he worked in with the whole Superman controversy, et cetera. Jimmy Olsen, Lex Luthor, and Clark Kent. Lois getting short shrifted. What's Lois's last name?
Lane.
Oh, Lois Lane. Yeah, I should know that.
I thought with it being a Monday, I was like, I'm going to go easier trivia. We ramp
long
up to
long weekend,
it.
Too.
Yeah.
Long weekend. So, a little groggy. Yeah.
Wanted to just ease into it on a Monday.
Do you feel like you should have at least found somewhere to jam in Gerald Ford, given your affinity for the former president?
I thought about it, but that's gotten me in trouble in the past
it
with
has.
Jesse. So I was like, you know what? This has been the first time in like 6 months. Maybe let's just go easy. Let's stay away from him. Maybe that'll be a Tuesday or a Wednesday trivia.
Well, from what I understand, you're producing two more shows this week, so we'll find out
apparently
together. All right, hey, Jeff. 3 for 3. That means you got 4 entries into the drawing for the Vortex Golf prize pack swag bag at the end of the week. Any other post-wedding updates you'd like to share before we let you go?
The dance. I got tired just watching those kids. My goodness. You missed that, Jason. They were out there partying. So that was nice to see. And your family was nice to meet. Nice family you have there.
Yeah, they're all right. We'll keep them. Congratulations again as the father of the groom, and congratulations on getting all three of Hunter's very difficult questions correct today. We'll see how you fare in the drawing on Friday. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot. Love you guys.
That is Wilde and Tausch trivia. Tausch, do we have any concern about Hunter going forward?
No,
egregious.
Hunter's got a big heart, and I think he is obviously in love with Batman and this Corn Bluth, or what's the guy's name?
Corn Sweat.
Corn Sweat. That's what's on his mind. I want to know what's on people's minds. Hunter did that. And with the long weekend, I don't have a problem with him throwing a couple bones, especially to a loyal fan like Jeff. So I'm good with the whole thing.
I also don't see the issue with going on the easier side and giving our great fans opportunities to win prizes. I feel like I shouldn't ever get punished for that.
So my question is, are you already thinking about tomorrow? And in fairness now to other contestants, are you also going to continue to go easy on them? since you're such a big-hearted guy.
It will ramp up tomorrow, more difficult. We'll still probably be, I don't
know. Batman?
Maybe. I've got to figure something out, but we will still have some sort of a superhero Justice League theme. None of that Marvel stuff.
Is there any connection that we can come up with between Clark Kent and Christopher Reeves and Gerald Ford? Like, same era, right? 70s?
Yeah. I'm sure I can. I wouldn't be surprised if Christopher Reeves had a visit to the White House during the Ford administration.
We'll have to check that. And Tausch is reading. Are you still reading that book about that era of politics, or did you finish that one?
No, there's Big Cat's got all kinds of reads. So, yeah, I have I got two or three books. It's hard. It's just a busy time of year. I think when I go on my little summer sabbatical, that's when I'll pick up and hopefully catch up on all that.
All right. Well, we will catch up with Whoa Hunter. So he's not out of the woods yet. Trivia?
No.
Successful-ish. Whoa Hunter? Well, I'll find out together. And we'll do it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Whoa Hunter, the Bucks officially announcing something that we learned during that whirlwind day, or that whirlwind 24 hours with the Milwaukee Bucks. Bobby Portis officially now back in the fold. So he's signed his contract, passed his physical, everything you were looking for. I saw Pat Connaughton bidding farewell to the city of Milwaukee, which I thought was nice over the time I was gone for a little while there. So the Bucks continuing forward. We have not heard anything from Giannis. Is that correct? Other than social media posts? Or...
Yeah, he's been very active on TikTok, so I've seen a lot
of
his stuff.
Well, you're big on TikTok. We learned that today.
Yeah, spend way too much time on that app, but I've seen all of Giannis's posts. Hasn't been anything that I can tell that has been hinting at it, because that's the level I got to this offseason, where I've been trying to interpret the songs he's putting with stuff to see if there's any hint at what he's going to be doing. It's not a healthy place to be.
Hunter, is TikTok, is that for work, or why are you on TikTok so much?
I get content ideas from that. That's where last week I saw that clip of Cam Newton talking about Arch Manning and how he should sit. So I use it for that. I also just enjoy a lot of the creators that are on that. There's a really good comic book community in that, so able to, you know, have all of that with it. So there's a lot of stuff. I just think it's a really well done app. And all of
do
the
we
other
all
apps
agree,
track me and are
do we all
awful,
agree
so.
That this and whether it's, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you just said, what is it, TikTok? Do we all agree at some point this is probably gonna be like big tobacco?
Yeah. I think there should
be an age
restriction.
Proves to be unhealthy for you? Is that what you mean?
Oh, no, it's 100%. We all know it's unhealthy.
Correct.
Whether or not there's going to be a lawsuit like there was at Big Tobacco, that's what I'm interested in. And I think there will be. Whether or not, I don't know how that'll shake itself out, but there's a reason, and I just saw this again, Zuckerberg won't let any of his kids have any of these apps.
Steve Jobs wouldn't let his kids have iPads.
So they all know it's sick.
Yep.
Like, we all know it. There's nothing we're doing about it, but we all know it's sick. We ain't doing anything about it. So.
On that note,
whoa,
time for
Nelly.
Whoa Hunter.
Whoa, Nelly, it's
if the topic is good,
sick.
The guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Hey, Hunter, quick question for
you.
Are you a lots of tabs guy on your browser, or do you shut them all down?
I get overwhelmed if I've got more than like 5 or 6 open.
Okay, I got a lot open, and I just realized that the last two, because I've got that story from GQ that I want to read after the show about your guy David Corin Sway, or whatever we're changing his name to so it doesn't sound like Corin Sweat. And the next tab over is the Us Weekly exclusive with insights into Aaron Rodgers.
Nice.
So I'm really covering the ground of the top flight journalism that's out there. The show is now yours.
Taush, you mentioned things that are sick. Alex Stroff was hosting the State of the Packers show with Jason Wilde out at Summerfest.
I heard.
And 99.9% of the show, I think Alex Stroff crushed it. Did a great job. Would you agree, Jason?
He did a really good job. Gabe was even better, though.
Yes.
Gabe had a great show. He was really smart and insightful. I thought he was the best of any of us. The best of us.
Well,
on Saturday.
Stroff was definitely the lowest.
Well, just wait a second. What made Gabe so great? Why do you say that? What insight did he bring that was so great?
Well, he brought in a sheet of paper where he'd taken some notes down that was really insightful that he had, that he'd prepared. He was laser focused. You could see why he's such a popular national
radio. What was his best take?
Radio
what was
voice.
His best take of the
it
day?
It was a 3-hour show. I wasn't thinking about it when I brought him up just now. I will have to go back and listen. There were so many good points that he made, though, that it's hard to name just one.
But you can't
one.
Give me one. Okay, that's fair.
Okay, what were your best takes other than Christian Watson being back before Halloween from the two shows I missed last week?
That was, I would say, that my Watson take was my best.
All right, what else did you
And then about? Also my Zach Tom, I don't know, with Balaga, we were debating whether or not we would come in. I think Zach Tom should not go and play until he signs a big fat new deal. That was my other take. I also think I had something to do with Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible and how he's the last great movie star. So just three things off the top of my head.
Okay, what were Brian Bulaga's best takes?
Oh, Bulaga kind of went along with me on this Watson take. I think we both agree that you maybe as Dr. Wilde maybe we're a little
bit conservative. Aren't you doing the same thing now, but with a faster timeline?
What do you mean?
Well, aren't you now prognosticating when he'd be back without a medical background yourself?
No, I have experience in blowing out my knee twice, so I think I probably have a general idea. I'm not a doctor, but I am a player that's rehabbed the same injury, so I think I have a little bit of credibility on it.
You definitely do. I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying
well,
that now...
you just challenged my credibility on it.
No.
Whoa, Nelly!
Well, he did.
Okay,
well, he did.
Great. I want to make fun of Alex Stroff right now. He fumbled the bag as he was trying to end the show. And Taush, I just need you to hear this because it was all-time bad closing the show from Alex Stroff.
That does it for State of the Packers 2025. Jason, Gabe, good stuff today.
Can't wait to do it again next year.
I hope we have a ring on our finger next year.
Are you getting engaged?
No. I was referring to a Super Bowl ring.
Since when do radio hosts get Super Bowl rings?
Yeah,
that's where you're going to end the show after all this? We had such a great show.
Yeah.
And in the last 30 seconds,
decided to punch
away. You like get the field goal blocked?
I tried.
All right, I got to go.
I don't know if you did.
All-time bad out by Alex Stroff, right?
That might have been Gabe's best quote right there. Is the what are you getting married? That's pretty good. Yeah, I think there is an art, and I think Jason does a good job of it. When I have to host and run the ins and outs without teasing, a teasing I like doing.
Big tease.
It is. You kind of feel, well, what is this, a 2-minute break? Is this, I'll be back in 4 minutes? What do you say? And when you wrap it up, Jason's obviously got his little shtick. I don't know. Stroff is still trying to find his voice on that.
Hopefully we have a ring.
He butchered it.
On our finger.
He butchered it, but I don't know if that was coming back and saying, what are you getting engaged? It almost is a bummer that was not you didn't have another segment, because then you could have really delved into Stroff's love life and where he's at in his relationship. How far is he from getting engaged?
Uh-huh. Like, we did.
That would have been a nice ad.
That was the discussion we had after we ended the show. Yeah.
Some digi only. Absolutely.
That was not great, Bob. Not a great finish. It was a great show. Among the points that Gabe Neitzel had was about Jaden Reed. This was the first one, chronologically, that the Packers believe in Jaden Reed less than we do. And he went through his playing time percentages, that perhaps there's more to the idea that he got himself a new agent because he's planning on eventually hitting free agency because the Packers don't necessarily believe in him. I thought that was – I had not thought in those terms. It was a –
So Gabe thinks that the Packers don't believe in him, or they do believe in him more than we do?
No, less than we do. That they do not view him as valuable as we view him to be valuable.
Interesting. That is interesting. Well, I appreciate Gabe for bringing that up. I would probably disagree. I think of all the receivers that are sitting here right now, I actually think he's the most likely to get an extension.
Mm.
As another point Brian Bulaga brought up, maybe Watson ends up signing another one-year deal if he isn't coming back as soon as he wants. I don't think that'll happen, but the Jaden Reed component, I think Jaden Reed is the most likely of the old school, and I say that in quotes, wideouts that are on this team are getting extended, because I think the Packers value him a lot, actually.
Hmm. Well, they don't play him a lot, based on the numbers that Gabe had written on his little sheet.
That's interesting. And Hunter, put that down. Let's get a little Gabe. We'll have to come up with a game tomorrow of, was Gabe right? I don't know. You're the creative guy of this group. Somehow batman it up.
The Gabe
game. And bring up some of Gabe's points, because this Jaden Reed component, if he really doesn't play the snap count, now he was injured a little bit. That might be a part of the equation. Mm-hmm. But targets and all that. The receiving spot, while they grabbed a couple wideouts early, there's still a lot of Natasha Bedingfield to be said when it comes to what is going to happen to that group, for sure.
I do know, if I recall correctly, that Evan Cohen has rescheduled his appearance for this week to later in the week.
I'm going to crush him next time he's on. He sent some texts over the weekend that were very interesting. Let's just put it that way.
The 9:30 window of tomorrow's show, maybe Gabe is available, and you can discuss his takes with him.
Yeah, well, I think that's a really good idea.
Get him booked.
That's fantastic.
Whoa, Hunter!
Whoa, Nelly!
Real quick one, guys. I went and saw the new Brad Pitt F1 movie over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic theater experience. And it has me questioning if racing movies are an underrated genre and we should be getting more racing movies. Because that movie was an experience and I loved it.
Days of Thunder.
Interesting.
Yeah, like...
You don't remember that one.
I know of it. I haven't seen it in a long time. But, like, the way that it was able to, with the sound and the editing and on a big screen, having these F1 cars going at, like, 200 miles an hour, like, it made me feel like I was in the car in a way that I haven't had a movie make me feel in a long time.
Mm.
So I think racing movies, we need to get more of those. Maybe not NASCAR, but I like this F1 thing.
I'm intrigued. Yeah. So you and your wife went to see it, or you just went by yourself?
I
know you like to go
to
movies by yourself. What?
I went with my mother-in-law. My wife and her sister went to lunch with an old high school friend, their like childhood friend. So my mother-in-law and I both like movies, so we went and saw F1 together.
Huh. I'm intrigued.
I'm not going to comment.
What?
Hunter slapped me down when I was so I don't get into a lot of Hunter's personal. That is a unique scenario. That's a unique scenario.
What is so unique about that? Why is it wrong that I just get along with my mother-in-law?
Nobody said it's not, nobody said wrong, Hunter. Don't get all defensive. That's why I've learned with Hunter
scenario.
There's certain bridges that you just don't even drive on. You go the other way. And when it comes to that, I find that very unique. That's all. Very unique.
I'm so confused. What do you mean?
It's not that confusing.
If your wife was with you, I would say, oh, that's nice. You guys are all there. The fact that just you and your mother, you guys sharing a bucket of popcorn? You getting like, what, you know, two straws, one drink? It's just the whole thing is just a little unique. That's all.
Two straws and you're slurpy.
I would say you are one of 100. If I pulled 100 dudes and said, hey, man, would you go just you and your mother-in-law to go sit through a three-hour movie? 99 dudes would say, nah, I'm good. Not you. And that's what's unique about it.
But okay, so of the amount of time, by the way, it was a 2.5-hour movie.
But there's a half hour of – there's a you're 3 hours in.
The previews weren't running at first, so they went right into the movie. So it was a 20-minute drive to the theater, 20-minute back – 2.5-hour
just you
movie.
Two.
Just the two of us. So all total, we were three hours, and that was it.
Okay. Now, I would play cards with my mother-in-law. She plays Mahjong, which I don't know how to play, and I have no interest. I used to play Scrabble with my mother-in-law. I don't think I'm just going to know if the kids want to go and Sarah's gone. Yeah, okay.
Sure.
I don't think there is under any circumstances that I'm going to say, yo, D, let's go check out. Let's go check out Batman for 4 hours down at the local theater. Well, where's Sarah? I don't know.
I think this says more about you guys than me.
You
might be right.
I just know you get along.
So.
You get along great with Sarah's mom. I get along great with Paula's mom. I don't see myself ever doing something just me and her. And I think Tausch is right. If you pulled 100 married men, top 5 answers on the board, yes or no, you would go to a movie with your mother-in-law. You may be the only one who has, in fact, done it.
I think
this
it was
the greatest
great
Woe Hunter ever.
I think it was great. I think this just says more about all of the other guys out there. Maybe you just need to have better relationships with your mother-in-law. Maybe treat your wives a little bit better so they treat you better. And then you don't have a problem going to a movie with them.
Do you talk?
This is where I don't want to get into it with you. Because wouldn't your wife want to go with you and your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
My wife,
if the relationship
like
is so blank and awesome. Like, that's where the difference lies a little bit. But.
My wife doesn't like movies. My mother-in-law likes movies. She knows that I like movies. So we're like, yeah, let's go do that.
You have nothing to apologize about. I just think it's unique. That's all. And I could be 100% wrong. Person listening right now is like, man, Tausch is just way wrong on this. I know I'm not, but I know there might be more people that feel that way.
I don't expect other people to think that I am right, but I still think that I am right, and I think that more guys should do it.
Okay, you've said your piece. Again, is this the first time you guys have gone to the movies together?
First time, and I would do it again. Happily.
What was her review of F1? Did you guys discuss it in the car?
We did.
On your way home?
She liked it. It got a little in-depth in the racing stuff, and she got a little confused by some of it, but she enjoyed the movie experience itself.
Did you guys hold hands?
So I'm generally curious. Do you guys share a popcorn? Do you go? Do you cover it for her? Like, how does that work itself out?
So she bought the tickets. So movie theater popcorn gives me some tummy troubles, so I don't do movie theater popcorn.
Tummy troubles.
So okay. I bought myself a soda and some candy, got some Twizzlers, and then she snuck in a soda for herself.
Snuck in? You just outed her for bringing in outside beverages.
Everybody does it. Stop it, Jason.
What do you mean? She like put a can of soda in her pocket and brought it in?
Yeah, a can of Diet Coke.
You know what? I always hope when that happens that thing explodes up and then they got to clean it up. Hey, if you're going to do it, you got to go bottle. You're not bringing in an aluminum can.
She did it.
Kudos to your mother-in-law. So that's cute. I think it's nice that you guys do that.
I don't know how we're going to wrap up the show, but we have to, and we have to do it next. It's Mother-in-Law's Unleashed on Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Bucks.
This was an investment by their general manager, John Horst, in being able to sell Giannis Antetokounmpo, that there is an opportunity to compete in Milwaukee this year and into the foreseeable future.
100.5 ESPN, Madison's home of the Bucks.
We are over time, so we got to go, but I'll say this. If Tausch is tweeting out, is it unique to go with your mother-in-law to watch a three-hour movie while your wife grabs lunch with a friend, or is this totally normal? I think I know where tomorrow's show might be starting. We'll see what your responses are. That's it for us today. Hunter's got plans with his mother-in-law, so he's got to go. Have a great...
Got a lunch.
Going to the
his wife's
game
going
tonight.
To a movie, and they're going to lunch.
Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.